Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Into the box, a shot, score! El Petit Martinez, que loco, que esta! And Atlanta United finally gets the reward in the 40th minute.
Yeah, they had kept kind of pushing and pushing and pushing and to come close. And, you know, their offense was kind of breaking through where, you know, FC Motagua trying to not give up, you know, that goal, try to keep things close, save some of their attackers for the second half, save some of their attackers for, you know, a second half push and things like that, because they knew what they were up against. I mean, they were outclassed, outmanned and things, you know, so they knew what they were up against, you know, out there. As we said, PT scores the first goal. Here's Josef Martinez, where in the 61st minute, he really puts this game out of reach.
Zan sends this down the right wing where it's flicked into the center of the park by Lennon. And now PT sends it ahead to Josef at the top of the 18. Takes a touch, chipped, scores! And Atlanta United is 30 minutes away from the quarterfinals.
Yeah, and at that point, the idea of FC Motagua, who, you know, only scored one goal in the two matches, the idea of them winning that match and scoring enough road goals to do it was pretty much out of reach at that point on there. So Atlanta United, they'll move on to quarterfinal action. And like I said, tomorrow night we will find out who their opponent is going to be. Is it going to be Club America, which would be obviously a pretty cool event if Atlanta United gets a chance to go to Azteca Stadium, one of the great soccer stadiums in all of the world out there. So, but just a dominating performance. Even FC Motagua's manager afterward in the press conference, I saw some of the clips and stuff like that. He was talking about, you know, their speed is elite. You know, their offensive push is elite. They knew that they were outclassed. You know, they knew that they were going to have to try to play perfect. I think they were just trying to hang in there and hold on for as long as they could. And I think once that first goal hit, because it did feel like the floodgates were slowly trying to come open, I think once that first goal hit in the first half, I think they knew that they were in some trouble. I think if FC Motagua could have gotten through the first half having not given up a goal, you know, I think their strategy could have changed a little bit. But at that point, once they were down, you know, the only way that they were going to win was at that point they were going to have to either win the match tonight or try to pick up, you know, try to pick up enough road goals to win the aggregate, or at least try to force a penalty kick out of all of it, penalty kickoff for all of it. So that second goal really just kind of, you know, put the ice. PT Martinez just kind of caps everything off, and that's it. 83rd minute, by the way, he scored his third goal, or they scored the third goal for Atlanta United. So they'll move on to some quarterfinal action, like I said, but still going to be a couple of weeks away. We'll start to get into some MLS action. They'll have Cincinnati FC, Nashville SC coming up, like we said, Saturday. They'll be up in Nashville. Dukes and Bell, I think, are going to be broadcasting Friday up there. So it should be a lot of fun. Should be a lot of action. You know, it's Nashville, one of the new teams coming into MLS as the league is ever expanding. So big night for Atlanta United. Really good match all the way around for them. All right, going to wrap things up. Going to be time for the Love TKO coming up next. Chuck Lee in the Kia Studios. Sports Radio, ninth in the game. Feeling like you can't go home. Sports Radio, 92.9 the game. Wrapping things up on the John Chuckery Show. That Love TKO as we finish things up. Amy Lawrence is going to be coming up next. And, of course, don't forget the morning show with John and Hugh. That's coming up at 5 o'clock now, not 6, at 5 o'clock. But first, before we get to anything else, the greatest opening lyric in music history.
Looking back over my years, I guess I shed some tears.
We will be off coming up later on tonight. Atlanta Hawks are back in action, taking on the Orlando Magic. Pregame at 7 o'clock, 7:30 on the tip for that. Steve Holman on the call for all of that. As Hawks quickly wrapping up their regular season in, you know, what's been pretty uneventful, I guess. I mean, you know, it's just been kind of, you know, I mean, Trey's been magnificent. I mean, he's put up some, you know, monster numbers. But, you know, as far as the franchise itself, I mean, really there's not been that, you know, kind of I can point my finger and say that this is noticeably different about the franchise. I mean, there's no doubt that Trae Young himself has been terrific, but I think we kind of expected that out of Trae Young. That's why they made the move to trade for him and draft him and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, you made him the cornerstone of your franchise, so you expect him to do those kinds of things. So rookies continue to get a lot of work in. You know, watched a little bit of that Philadelphia game the other night. One thing about the Hawks that they're going to have to get better at is they can't come out to these just clunkers of a first half and get down and then have to have these mad fury flurries, if you will, to get back into some of these games. So going to have to figure out how to play these teams much better early on. That's definitely going to be have to be one of the messages as they go into next season. But regular season quickly coming 20-some-odd games. There ain't a whole lot left of the regular season for the Atlanta Hawks. So they're back in action tomorrow. We'll be back with you on Thursday. Full show and doing our thing out there, so we'll get to all of that. So, all right, we will catch you on Thursday. Good stuff. Thanks for hanging around late with us here, and congrats Atlanta United as they advance in CONCACAF. We'll see you. Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.